Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this. Okay, I've got some news for you.
Okay.
You've got your first fan.
Oh.
But it's not for your talent, it's just because of your accent.
Okay.
So, another podcaster who I've been talking to, it's actually a good podcast. Yeah, she loves the way you say ass. It's Liz from Ouch, Was That a Ghost?
They're brilliant. They are so funny. You should go check out their podcast. The two women on that, they're absolutely gas, and people won't know what gas is, will they?
Unless no, they won't know what gas is.
Unless you're Irish, you're not going to know. Gas is funny. Great crack. Good fun. No, they're really good, and they seem absolutely lovely.
They're adorable.
They've been so supportive. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
Another podcast, while we're talking about it, is Twisted Tales. Brilliant. I listened to his episode on Paul Bernardo and Carla Homolka. Here's the thing about it, right? Neil was talking to him and he said he does minimal or no editing.
He was mocking me, calling me Mr. Professional because I was sat editing an episode while I was talking to him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I make Neil's job incredibly hard. I am...
Understatement.
I am forever either tripping up my words, saying stuff completely wrong.
That I don't have an issue with. Everyone trips up on the words, but between, not even between sentences, between words, it's...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or...
Yeah, so...
Or sniffing.
The episode
sniffing.
I listened to was about 50 minutes long. And the fact that, like I said, if he doesn't do edit, like, fair play to him.
Yeah,
he
so
did
he told me the way he does it is he'll sit, he could sit there for 15 minutes, he could sit there for half an hour. Mm-hmm. And then he'll just click pause. And then he'll go off, you know, have his food or whatever. And then when he feels like it, he just comes back, presses play and continues recording. And then when he's finished, he literally just renders it and uploads it. That's it.
Well, fair play to him because I can't speak. I can't do it. I can't speak.
As I've said before, you're working with a professional, so it balances out.
I mean, I've said this before. You don't realise until you start recording yourself. It's a shit show here.
Yeah.
It really is. But I think we'll leave that there and we'll get into our story of today.
Okay.
So today is just bonus. It's a mini episode, if you will, I suppose.
How generous.
Do you know what? I'm a generous
You're
person.
You're a saint.
Do you know? I've had it said to me many a time. I don't know why I'm like this, but I am. So here you go. I hope you enjoy it. So I asked Neil before we start recording this if he likes tacos, and he looked at me blankly. He
never had one. We live in Ireland. It's not really.
You can get them, okay? Like, I know
it's not on your doorstep.
Only yesterday we talked about a Mexican restaurant in Dublin. So
I don't remember this.
Bollocks to you. But anyway, the reason I bring that up is because it centers around a restaurant called Kip's Pizza and Taco House.
Okay.
So on the 13th of July in 1999, a woman named Patricia was reported missing by her family. And Patricia would usually be in contact with her family every day. So, you know, as soon as she wasn't, it raised some concerns.
Yeah.
And their concerns were heightened by the fact that her husband had recently undergone surgery, so she wasn't going to just fuck off somewhere. And if she hadn't been in contact, was there a reason for that? Was something gone wrong with him? So on the 15th of July, police paid a visit to her husband, Kevin Kip Arts, at his restaurant, Kip's Pizza and Taco House. And Kip told police that Patricia was out of town visiting friends.
Okay.
Now, this was sus for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First one being, Patricia was close with her family. She wouldn't just piss off somewhere and not tell her family about her plans. It wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is this fucking guy, right? The car she was supposed to have left in, they'd sold it a few days previous. So I don't know how fucking far she's getting.
Yeah.
And it was noted that Kip seemed nervous and disorientated during this exchange with the police.
Now, I've said this before, and I don't think being nervous around the police should be in any way mentioned as any type of guilt. You know, if I've got a guard, which is an Irish copper, behind me on the road, you know, I know my car's all legal.
I'm not
pissed, but I'm shitting a brick. It's like, how many times have I said to you, they're going to pull me?
I mean, I've brought up many times, I'm a very anxious person. I struggle to maintain eye contact. I'll look at you, then I'll look away, and then I'll look back at you. And people think that's like, oh, you're hiding something, you're like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's not, I just find it, it's very intimate staring into someone's soul. I told you about a teacher I had in school. He had like stunning colored eyes, like piercing blue eyes. But when he stared at you, it was like demon. Like, it was like, so intense. But anyway, getting back to the story. So after that, police made arrangements to meet with Kip again to further discuss the whereabouts of Patricia. But before their scheduled meeting, they stopped by his restaurant again unexpectedly. And they saw some shit. Okay.
Okay. I'm guessing they didn't see her just sat there.
No.
Fine and dandy.
No. So what they saw was Kip walking to the back of the premises, carrying a white box. And what I found funny was when I was actually reading about this story, it was described as a suspicious white box. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, did it have something written on it? Like, don't look in this, contains drugs,
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. But yeah, he was going back to the premises carrying a white box, which he then placed on the porch of a nearby house. And he then returned empty-handed. So with that, they thought to themselves, hold the fuck on. This fella's definitely up to something. What's he at? So they then went to search the kitchen of his restaurant. What they found was, it was no good. First thing they found was a piece of charred flesh stuck to the countertop.
Okay.
A pan with a meat-like substance.
I don't know where this is going.
Sat by the sink. Not to mention, there was just an overall smell of burnt flesh in there.
How do they know it's burnt flesh?
There's like a distinct smell apparently with it.
Oh,
now,
really?
I've never smelt it myself now. I hope never to do so, but yeah.
See, I've burnt myself severe, like bad. Like... So the lighter, when I was at school, so if you wanted to be in the smiley gang,
so
there's a lighter, the clipper lighter, and you hold it on, so the flame's on, and you tilt it, so it heats up the whole rim of the top of the lighter,
mm-hmm.
and then you stick it on your hand.
Why? Just
because it'd leave a smiley face scar, like burnt into you.
Okay.
I couldn't smell any flesh from there.
It's quite a small surface area, though, isn't it?
This isn't something I did like the other day. I must have been about 13, 14, wanted to be in the smiley gang.
Well, I mean, who doesn't? Not fucking me. So anyway, right, they proceeded and they got the old luminol out.
Oh, I love a bit of luminol.
Love a bit of luminol. Now, anyone who's ever watched a single true crime documentary or something will know about luminol. So they sprayed it all over the gaff, right?
Uh-huh.
And the place lit up like a fucking Christmas tree. It was everywhere.
What was it, flickering? Right?
Only when they turned the lights on and off. So as for the box earlier, that contained a human skull as well as some human flesh. Okay?
Okay.
So Kip was arrested on suspicion of murder, which...
Suspicion.
Which I think we can all agree is fair. It is suspicious. And Kip would confess to the murder. So here's the sus, according to Kip, right? He was sat on the couch at home with Patricia. When he looked over her, he didn't see Patricia. He saw the devil.
Of course he did.
Well, you know. So what do you do next? What do you do next?
Stab her.
He beat her to death with a metal pipe.
That'd do it.
He then wrapped her body in his sleeping bag and transported the body to his restaurant. He spent the next couple of days... Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dismembering, boiling, baking, and frying the remains of his wife.
I know where this is going. The poor fuckers who went there.
No, no. As far as I know, because I know you do think that straight away here, a restaurant. As far as I know, the restaurant was not operating at the time because he'd undergone surgery and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, although it's not fucking great, I don't think we have that aspect to it, at least. So his claim of insanity at the time of the murder was rejected by the jury, right? And Kip was sentenced to life in prison. And as to why he did this, there's a few theories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The surgery he underwent was brain surgery. Ooh. Okay? So some believe that there was brain damage as a result. Another one is witnesses during the trial claimed that Kip was obsessed with murder and had been for years.
You can be obsessed with it. But you're obsessed with it, but it doesn't mean you're going to go off and kill
people. They're saying he's taught, like, this is what I'd do if I was to...
I've said that.
Oh. Well, I'm keeping an eye on you then.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm just telling you what was said. I'm just bringing it back to you, right? Don't shoot the messenger, Neil. Right? Mm.
Yeah.
Now, the next one I think is absolute bollocks. Marijuana-induced psychosis.
No, fuck off.
That was another idea put forward, right? And that would be why he saw her as the devil, okay? Now, I had never heard of this, okay? And from what I could find from a quick search, it is possible, okay?
Yeah.
It is possible. It's usually more so with someone who's already at risk of experiencing delusions, like someone with schizophrenia. So unless he has that, it sounds like something the defense like, oh, say this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, already knew he was into marijuana. I don't know. That's it. Just a quick little one. I found this story and I was just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. But, you know, like I said, the one small redeeming bit is that at least, as far as I know, the restaurant wasn't operating. But still not fucking great.
Oh, thanks for that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.
You ain't heard. heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.